Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ in the Morning Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
It's been a week already. How you doing?
Pam's over there.
How you doing?
Phil's over there.
Hey, yo, what you doing?
That's his,
mocking me?
That's his sick voice.
Right? It did sound sick.
Yeah.
He's right next to me, too, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Did we even think in our wildest dreams how much you would miss Phil?
Never in a million years. I was going to dry hump his leg when he came back. That's how much I missed him.
Thank you for not doing that.
Yeah, thanks for not doing that.
Hey, there's a visual.
I am visualing it.
No, it's not. It's not.
Give it time.
It's all ugly.
When you're drinking.
I'm feeling sick again.
Oh, I got to be such a bad thing.
So Phil got really sick.
Yes, he did.
And had to take a day off, which is very rare for him.
Extremely rare.
I hate doing it.
Yeah, we hate it too now.
Andrew used to be an intern on this show, and now he's a big time radio guy in the building.
Yeah, forgot his roots apparently.
He came in, filled in for Phil. He was Phil's fill-in.
Yes, he was. Like some filler.
And I thought he did a great job.
On your end! He messed up all my shit!
It's a lot of stuff behind the scenes to do.
Exactly. Right. That, but we all do it.
We do that top 10 list. I think that's the most complicated thing a producer does.
Yes.
It's tough.
And besides keeping all three stations on and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Screening phone calls, getting editing.
But you're screening phone calls. You're making sure they're not knuckleheads calling in to say, fuck you.
Right.
Yeah.
You're typing their name in town and what station they're listening to on the screen so I could read it.
Right.
And then on a separate keyboard, you have all the clips lined up.
So one ear, you're listening to the phone. The other ear,
you're listening to the air.
Because if AJ says, yeah, that's number three, and we have a soundbite for number three, you have to play the clip.
I see where this is going. You guys were all signing up on his side. Okay, go ahead.
No, but it was a bit of a cluster F, right?
Mm-hmm. Big one, yes.
It certainly sounded like it went that way.
Bit was not it. Yeah, no, huge.
All right, so now you have nothing to say? Like all week you've been like going bananas on this?
Well, I thought we were going to play the clip. The problem is that he turns around and like we had a problem with the 5:30 top 10 list. It was top 10 video games in the 1980s and he's playing the wrong clip each time for whatever video game it was. So I figured by the 9:30 friggin' break, he would turn around, the 9:20 break rather, he would have his shit together. So we get there, I'm all set, okay, now we're going to play the right clips, and he kept screwing the clips up and he kept on playing. For Donkey Kong, he played a wrong clip. So finally, we get to the end where it's supposed to be the mystery clip, which was supposed to be another thing. He plays Donkey Kong.
I can't even follow this. Anyway, he was fucking up the clips and you freaked out.
Go with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it was hilarious. I thought it was so
funny. It ended up being very funny. Yeah, it did.
You didn't think it was funny at all.
At the time, no, because my head hurt when I went home. I felt like I was going to have an aneurysm.
You can't mess with the top 10 list. And even if it's funny for every other person, it's not funny to AJ.
No.
It's never funny to AJ when the top 10 list doesn't go well.
A long time getting those sound clips.
I do. Thank you.
Let's play a clip of AJ's meltdown, 9:20 Wednesday. Mike in Hamden?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong and up a tree.
Cool.
Thank you. One of my favorite games.
Love it. That's not Donkey Kong.
Why are you getting so angry?
Yo, how long I take to find these damn video clips?
All right, well, Andrew's filling in for Phil. He's doing a great job.
Except for now.
And earlier at 5:30.
This is still not Donkey Kong. I know you're trying to find the right ones, and I know you messed up entirely, but I know we only have a half hour to go. This is over it, so just bear with me, and hopefully AJ's head will explode, and we'll rock and roll!
Hi, Chaz and AJ.
Hey, how about Space Invaders?
Space Invaders. Space Invaders is not in the top 10.
What?
What? We're out of time.
All right. The one you were looking for was number 8, Pitfall.
Oh.
Pitfall.
Pitfall from 82.
What the heck?
I had that on Atari.
This is Donkey Kong! I know, I hope I ever do this damn list again. And I know that Phil will be back tomorrow. And I know my blood pressure will be back to normal again, too. And I know the car will turn back to my face. And I will rock and roll!
Thank God you're back, Phil.
All right. Well, I thought Andrew did a great job. Thank you, Andrew.
But, you know, it's tough because, you know, you normally when I'm going to be out, it's a planned day out where I can go over everything with Andrew the day before. And like when I'm just sick, it's just like, look, man, I'm puking on myself.
Good luck.
You're in.
Yeah.
Just talk to Chaz.
Get
talk to AJ. Get everything that you need and just show up on time. That's all that I need from you.
I'll just say I still love you, Andrew.
Just not when you're doing the top 10 list.
Nope.
That's when he likes you the least.
Better luck next time.
That's his baby.
That's Donkey Kong!
That's Donkey Kong!
And this is the guy who was at a pharmacy trying to drop off blood pressure medicine this week.
Right, twice.
Right?
Yeah.
And had a big freak out about that.
Yes.
And you think you should get retested because you think you don't need your high blood pressure medication.
According to the doctor that came in and tested my blood pressure, he said, I do not need the medication anymore. But until I get the official from my doctor, I'm getting it anyway.
Hmm.
But apparently after Andrew, I need it back again. And from the pharmacy itself.
I just love how he has this whole rant about it. And we agree with him. The pharmacy should not be closed. And they close for lunch at a certain time.
And why does everyone need to go to lunch at the same
time?
They
don't. They don't need to. Send the fossil first. The fossil pharmacist first. And let the minions take care of people if they drop off and pick up. No, they all got to go together. Like they're going to have a friggin' family meal.
So AJ on Facebook, so he tries again. He tries to drop it off.
Third time.
Third time. Post a picture of him doing a facepalm on Facebook, getting mad because they were closed again during lunch. But meanwhile, why would you go at the same exact time as you know?
Here's where you're wrong. Again, I didn't go at the same time. I went 10 minutes earlier. They closed from 1:30 to 2 o'clock. I go when I get done working out. I was at 1:20. They were closed already.
But why would you even go any time around?
I'm
going to
be problem. Sound like a crazy person.
I'm going to be a problem solver here. You drive down the street. There's a CVS, a Walgreens, a CVS, a Walgreens, a CVS, a Walgreens.
Because my prescription's at Walmart.
Switch it.
Because Dr. Rao.
You do know.
Dr. Rao. No, because over there at Walmart, it's cheaper. Otherwise, I'm paying out the ass with money I don't have.
Is it really that much more expensive?
Yes, it is.
I would like to get
the
numbers.
The hysterical thing about you, and you don't realize this, is that all these problems you can solve, but you just blame everybody else. Like, all right, if Walmart sucks, find another place.
I guess I'll have to.
Or call the pharmacy before you drop it off to see if they're open.
Or bring a hand grenade with you next time.
I like that one.
Or you can always go to the pharmacy before working out, and if they fuck it up, now you're all mad.
Actually,
you get a good workout.
Yeah.
Actually, I did. I dropped it off. Then I worked out. Then I came back early enough where they'd still be open. So apparently, fuck me, I got it wrong again. So I will never, ever go anywhere near lunch ever, ever again.
You shouldn't.
You guys are all wonderful people. Thank you for helping me.
You got
case
it.
Closed.
Anytime. We're here for you.
Now I know how Andrew feels.
The fuck you are. Yeah, hang on. I got to move this down because I'm tired of sitting on my tiptoes to freaking talk here. He sets it at freaking giraffe height.
All right, so Donald Trump coming to Connecticut.
Trump! He's going to win. We're going to make America great.
So we tried to get Trump on, and to do that, you got to talk to his campaign dude. His campaign dude was Tom Foley's campaign dude. We had a decent relationship with him.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
So we thought, oh, this should be easy.
Right.
Yep.
Pam?
Well, it took me 1,000 times to even get the guy to call me back yesterday. I even reached out to Tom Foley for help.
Really?
So the guy, the campaign manager for Connecticut, told me that he's not the person that I need to email this press office email address, and he would also help. So I was like, all right, I got this guy on my side. He's going to help me get Trump. Worked on it all day. Nothing happened. So this morning, since we didn't get Trump, we decided to call the Connecticut campaign dude who's running Trump's campaign in Connecticut. And it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Seems like a normal hour to me, right?
Well, all the networks are on.
Right.
So you would think that you're going to be up for the news cycle. Your guy is coming to the state that morning. You want to see how they're covering it, right? Don't you want to be plugged in? You'd be up and you'd be active.
Don't ask me. I have a bad problem with time.
So I call him and he literally sounds like he just... Like, I woke him up.
Because you did.
You did.
So I was like, hi, it's Pam, Chaz, and AJ. No response. I'm like, oh, sorry if I'm calling so early. No response. And I'm like, all right, well, Trump never, like, his people never got back to me. So seeing if you'd be able to talk to us. And he just said the email address that he gave me yesterday. Just said it.
Then he said, what the fuck is this?
And I was like, I know you gave me that email address. I reached out to them. I know that you tried reaching out to them. Nothing. He goes, that's a shame. So I asked him, well, can you talk to us instead? And he said he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to go on record with the media about the campaign. And then he like just hung up on me.
So this is him not on the record.
That's him not on the record. Hanging up on you.
I even had Linda McMahon helping.
Really?
Yes. I reached out to her.
Yeah. Apparently not easy to get someone from the Trump campaign on the record.
No. But his spokesperson actually did call me back at one point. I pick up the phone. Hi, this is Pam. Hung up. So I got her.
Seriously?
Yeah, I got her to call me back. Then I kept trying. Nope, nothing. So I was almost a little close.
Well, Angelo, a member of the tribe who always somehow works himself into a news story, is first in line right now at the Trump rally. And
good luck.
Yeah, he showed up so friggin' early. He's the very first one in line.
Right.
What's he going to do all day?
Right.
He'll find something. He's Angelo. He's resourceful.
Is there food? Or?
We're sending two interns with Chaz and AJ shirts. And by the way, I found out this week.
What's that?
They're not making them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's like, up with that?
They're very scarce.
You going to tell us something we don't know here? What's up?
I don't even have one. I literally have one station shirt.
It's funny. The fathead is wearing yours, Phil.
Oh, that's done.
Pam doesn't even have one.
That's done.
Yeah, I'm never going to be able to wear mine again. So we're going to be one less after this weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a dress with man boobs.
And then Vic DiBattista on the show.
Love him. Family. Yeah. Now family.
What a great guy. Nicest guy.
Mm-hmm. Smell good.
How close did you get to him?
I hugged him.
Up his ass.
But you can smell him in the hallway.
You could.
Yeah.
He was wearing a lot, but it smelled good. I wasn't offended.
He's like old school. What was it? Like Old Spice? My dad used to wear Old Spice.
Brute by Fabergé.
Yeah,
called,
Brute.
He said it. It was called like Inferno or something.
Oh, that's right. It was something Italian.
Yeah, it was like Inferno or
It was
or
called
some
Stay
word.
Away From Me, Bitch.
I got a woman.
It was nice to trade material back and forth with Vic DiBattista. And was kind of cool. The 7:30 break was kind of like the trinity of Long Island guys. It seemed like all of us had one common thing about Huntington. Myself, Vic DiBattista, and Scott Haney from Channel 3. And apparently, I was born in Huntington. He used to work at Rich Minervini's place, Eastside Comedy, over in Huntington. And as it turned out, Scott Haney used to work there as well. So I just thought it was kind of funny coincidence. It was just a very, very hilarious break. I had a good time. Thank you.
I think it's one of those breaks that has probably 8,000 words where like 5,000 words should be.
Right.
You know?
We're all very passionate.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. So you'd have to listen to it like 5 times to fully get everything that was said.
Again, like AJ says, unless you're from that area, then that's just what you're used to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll seem like another day.
Right. I like Vic's mother-in-law. Can we just play a clip from her?
Victoria.
Victoria's
awesome.
Yeah,
especially when she said, touch my hole.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
Here's the clip.
She's getting recognized in Staten Island when she goes to the pork store. People's go, are you Vic DiBattista's mother-in-law?
No.
Right. Mother pork stores.
They love you.
The other day, I was at a Stop and Shop. And this lady, she was looking at me. I said, but what this one, what you have a dirty face, something.
Right.
I keep a look. Then a daughter dropped something on the floor. I pick it up. I say, are you with mother look? Are you with this mother look? She got it like she was nasty, but she was happy. I say, yeah, what happened? Oh, you, I see you in the video. Oh, I said, I got scared. I thought I did something to you.
Don't you just want to hug her?
Yes.
Yeah.
You just want to hug her.
She hugged me. She kissed me. I say, yeah, but maybe the people that make fun of me because I don't talk good English.
No.
I think you remind everyone of someone in their family at one point.
Yep. Yeah.
So how long have you been in America, Victoria?
60 years.
60 years.
Nice.
60.
How old were you when you left the old country?
One.
And now you got on my age. 17.
Exactly. 17. What was it like coming to America then?
Yeah. So when I came in America, I went right away to the work in the factory because I came engaged. I want to make money to get, go get married.
Right.
Right. You're ready to get him locked up quickly.
I work at the factory. I work 2 years, 18 months. I say, I got to go in Italy back and marry.
The greatest, the greatest generation, because you knew that's what you had to do to get ahead.
Right.
You never expected. You never demanded. You worked for it.
No titleists.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Back then, when you made a mistake, it was your fault, not everyone else's.
Right.
Oh, I love you, too.
Gosh.
Listen, when you go to Atlantic City, which hotel do you go to?
Taj Mahal, Trombo, no more.
What?
Trombo.
Which one? Say that again.
Taj Mahal.
Oh, Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal.
I'm not going to touch that at all.
Oh, my God.
I'm not touching that at all.
I didn't see. I don't say right to the word.
Oh,
my face just blushed. I blushed over here.
All right, right before we ended the show, during Loser of the Week, somebody called up and talked about repeats, wanted to nominate us for playing stuff over.
Yes.
I love where that complaint is coming from, because it means you listen to the show every minute.
Right.
And you want more of us.
Right.
And if you heard something already, it's like, I don't want to hear this again.
I want to hear something new.
You know, the people who listen from 5:30 to 10 are very special people.
Yes, thank you.
And they keep this thing running.
Exactly. We love you.
We talk to a lot of people, though, that listen for 20 minutes.
Yeah, like short 6:30
commute. 6:30 to 7, 7 to 7:30.
Getting the kids ready, whatever.
They listen
probably
to dumbass
the vast
news.
Majority of our
vast
listeners.
Majority.
Yeah.
So when something really good happens in a later hour, we think, let's throw it in the 6:16.
Share.
Right. Or play in another break.
Vice versa. Yep.
And it's stuff like AJ's parody songs, interviews that went super well.
Yep.
Funny
moments.
Funny segments.
Mm-hmm. Meltdowns.
And, you know, when I listened to him and I was there, I listened to him the second time. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't believe AJ said like all this stuff.
We have a good time.
Yeah.
The second time, it's like watching a movie. You catch some extra stuff the second time around.
Right.
So I love it. Like we replayed this call. It's my favorite call of the week. Bill from Derby.
Oh,
and my God.
It's just the best call. We played it twice the same day. Because it was so freaking good. It
so
happened
weird.
At 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, this has to be played for the people who are listening only from like 8 to 9 or 8:30 to 9.
Mm-hmm. They got
to
hear it too, yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to play it again right now.
There
because
you go.
I love this freaking call.
So this can be the unedited one without the beep tones.
Oh, excellent.
Put your seatbelts on for this one.
This is Bill from Derby. We're talking about survival skills. 6:30 in the morning, he calls in. Here it is. Bill and Derby.
You always carry aluminum foil.
Aluminum foil.
Keep it in your wallet. Do whatever you can.
Do you put it on your head?
Like a condom?
So you can hear what the aliens are saying?
They can't read your thoughts.
Hey, no. No stupid shit right now.
Dude,
all right. Keep that.
Don't say.
You can always see it. Aluminum foil carries. And you take it out and just lay it down. And it does work. It goes picked up by drones and everything else.
Gotcha.
That's what I know.
Right.
Okay, I didn't mean to anger you.
No, I'm not angry. I just don't have my teeth in yet.
Oh, gotcha.
Are they on the aluminum foil?
No, aluminum foil, and always carry. Now, AJ should know this, a cam reader. You know the little mirrors? You carry those in your back pocket.
I put them in my shoes, actually, but okay.
Okay, so...
Yeah, well, that's the response I expect from you, but I mean, you know, you carry those, and you could always signal a plane.
Wow, that is good stuff. Mm-hmm. Aluminum foil mirror.
Gotcha.
Mirror.
Yeah. You dumbass.
Thank you, dumbass.
You should be dumbass news.
Have a nice
dumbass.
Day. Go get my teeth in and my cup of coffee.
Yeah. All right, go put your teeth in.
Right.
Yeah, well, hey, Roger, you son of a bitch.
Roger, you.
Yeah, well, come on and kick him out.
All right. Well, it sounds like someone already did. You sound like that kind of guy.
Yeah,
you got your teeth kicked out. What?
What did you ever play? You never played a damn sport in your life. You were a candy ass.
Where is that coming from?
Yes. Oh, I know you. You write for Hallmark.
How old are you?
Hey, Chaz, don't you remember me? You did the thing at the Shelton Boys Club. You did the, it was the thing, the Haunted House. You did the Haunted House.
That was my brother.
No, it was Chaz, it was you.
Yeah, no, I did the sound there, but it was my brother's haunted house.
Yeah, and you know who I am.
Okay, well, did I think you were a dick then?
If you want to call me back, I'll leave my number. I'll put my teeth in, I'll get my act together.
All right, so
I doubt you're going to get your act together anytime soon, to be honest with you.
That's the best thing people can do, is to carry a mirror or whatever, because a plane can find you. And believe me, my years of doing search and rescue, I know.
Well, thank you for that.
That's the best thing you can do.
Thank you.
Who did you do search and rescue for?
I'm not entitled to say.
Gotcha.
But I was in a river restaurant, and I did a couple things that I can't say.
Gotcha.
Oh, stop. Now you're making stuff up.
Oh, I'm making stuff up?
Yeah.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You want me to come down there and kick your motherfucking ass?
You can't say that on the radio.
You know, I don't keep with fucking shit like this.
Okay, you got to go.
Bye-bye.
What happened?
Okay, the interesting thing is, would someone go look for him if he's lost?
Wow.
So far today, that's my favorite call. He sounded like he was going to get in his car and drive right down.
I think he was going to, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully he stopped thinking that.
Right.
He did sound like he knew you, though, from something.
We love you, Bill.
Yeah.
So when he was telling you, did you have any idea who he was?
Oh, yeah, the haunted house thing. I was like, what?
That could be anybody.
Now, if I see him, I'll probably remember.
Exactly. I'll just give him a nice big hug so he can't throw a punch.
Yeah. Just before I punch you, take your teeth out so I don't cut my fingers.
Exactly, right. Don't bite with them.
You had a great line in there, though. When he was oh, yeah, you want to try to come and knock them out? You're like, sounds like someone already did that for me.
That was a good
line. That was
funny.
Love that call.
So angry.
We love you, Bill.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And then we'll see you at the prom, right? Still a few tickets left to Chaz and AJ 1986 prom.
Don't miss it.
I keep saying I'm going to dress up like ZZ Top, but I know what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to wait until like Thursday or Friday and then put something together last minute.
Right.
Yeah. I do it every year.
I do it too.
It's tradition.
Yeah.
Tradition. Why change now?
Exactly. Why change now?
So God changing to try and please us, which I think is from the 80s.
Well, thank you for listening. We'll see you back on the air Monday with Trump Audio and Attorney Norm Pattison Studio.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
See ya.
Phil's over there.
Later.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Make comments. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you.
Tweeter.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.